America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you can kind of cheat on that when you just went ice. Like, if you didn't mix the ice and the water together, it really wasn't that cold.
Well, I wasn't in charge of what happened when I did it. I let the kids did it. I don't even know what the hell was in there. I think it was just water.
Yeah,
it was cold.
Might have been some nails in there.
Yes, you know? My bad.
Kids trying to get it, daddy.
Yeah, we're going to get him.
I mixed my own bucket. I'm not letting my kids do that. I think it was like warm, lukewarm water.
No
fool.
Warm bucket
totally.
Challenge. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. David Lombardi will be along here in 45 minutes. Let's go to DJ in Pinole. Hi, DJ. Thanks for calling.
Happy Friday, gentlemen. What's going on?
What's up?
I was at the game last Sunday, and, you know, that was a tough watch in person for sure. I would say out of all of the games I've seen during the Shanahan era, that one felt the most like an implosion where just everything was going wrong. You know, injuries were coming at terrible times. But the thing that I remind myself whenever the game plan isn't going the way it's supposed to is that a lot of these plans are made for these top-tier superstar players that the Niners have. And a lot of those guys really aren't available because it's such an unpredictable league. And that's no surprise to anybody. And I'm sure the argument is, you know, as the head coach, you have to change your plan. You have to adapt. But the reality is, if any of these players were on the same level as a Debo, as a CMC, as a Kittle, then they would be in the starting lineup and they were being compensated as such. So the last thing I want to say is, I don't think Shanahan can be held as much to blame as much as just the nature of football. Sometimes things go poorly. Guys that you need get hurt and can't play. And anybody who thinks that it's time to jump ship on Shanahan isn't really thinking about the past or the future. Because in the past, we were going interim head coach, a la Chip Kelly, with no plan as a franchise. We now have stability as a franchise, which is leading us to end in the top four, top five teams most of the time every year. And we will get one. And the last thing I want to say is rest in peace to Phil Lesh. Thanks, fellas. Happy Friday.
Okay. Yeah. DJ, thanks.
Thank you for that, DJ. Phil Lesh passed away earlier today. And actually had something that got broken to me news-wise in the hallway.
Oh, wow.
By Brett Burkhart from KCBS. We were just talking about his show, my show, and what's coming up. And he said, you hear about Phil Lesh? I said, no. And anytime anybody says to you, did you hear about fill
yeah,
in the blank?
I know. That makes you stop.
Yeah.
It makes you stop.
And it's a tough one. Phil's kids were, his son, I know, was a Marine kid. And I think he was in the camp that I used to work at, or he came right after I was working in the camp. So Phil Lesh had become a Marin County staple. And, yeah, he's passed away.
Yeah.
Death of an icon.
For those of you who don't know who Phil Lesh is, the bassist for the Grateful Dead.
Right.
Yeah, so just want to make sure that everybody knew who we were talking about. And, yes, may he rest in peace. 888-957-9570. Oh, look, Dan. Oh, look. It's Kurt in the Hayward Hills. Hi, Kurt. What are you doing?
Hey, fellas, how you doing today? How you doing? How's everything going on over there?
We're good, Kurt. We're good.
Hey, paisanos. Hey, we're gigadice. What's going on over there? I'm gonna tell you what's going on with Dallas this weekend. One thing about Dallas, they stink with a capital S.
Wait, they stink with a capital what?
With a capital
S.
They put capital the S in stink. Am I right, Kurt?
That's right. They stink, man. And there's no way that they're going to beat us. First of all, they don't have any running back. They got an old washed-up running back. That's number one. They don't have any defense. So you know what the 49ers were going to do to them? We're going to run the ball down their throat. Oh. That's how we're going to win the game. Run the ball. We could pass to Kittle and maybe another receiver, but the bottom line is run the ball. They should run the ball on the left side of the offensive line behind big Trent Williams, the tank. That's what they should run the ball. I remember the old good old days we used to run the ball on the left all the time. What happened to that? What happened to Shanahan doing that? One thing about Shanahan, he's a great coach. Remember, fellas, that he sent us to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years with Birdie as the quarterback. I think that's like a father and son thing they got going there. There's no way that somebody should ever put down the coach of the 49ers at all. Forget about it, putting him down. You know what I'm saying?
I know what
I got
you're
to
saying.
Score third.
Go Wait, ahead, Kurt.
Go ahead. I got
no, bring it home, Kurt.
I got to score 30 points, and I got Dallas, if they're lucky, to get 20.
If they're lucky.
30 to 20 if they're lucky.
Forget about it.
Hey, Kurt, do you have a nickname for Dak? Does Dak have a nickname?
Well, you know, guess what? If you already know that, I know that a lot of playoffs, this guy chokes a lot. I don't have a nickname from yet, but I maybe we'll come up with one after he loses this weekend. We'll give him a nickname after he loses this weekend.
If he chokes, maybe you call him Gak Prescott. Am I right? Get out of here.
But hey, we could call him that, but you know what? See a star on their helmet? They should take that star off their helmet because they're not a star and they're going nowhere this year. This is a big game for the 49ers. For us, we have to win it because you know the division is close. You know, we got the Lambs there. We got the host. Do we got the
you
Seahawks?
Get the
loses.
You get the Cardinals too, Kurt. Don't sleep on the Cardinals.
Yeah, the Cardinals, they're not going anywhere. They're not any good. We're going to win that division, fellas. And by the way, it's too early to start saying anything about the 49ers here. Come on.
Kurt, I'm just going to ask you one more
thing. Are you kidding me?
If they fall to 3-5 going into the bye, is it time to tell the Niners to get out of here?
Yeah, of course they're all going to get out of here. We're going to win that division. What, are you kidding me or what?
Bada bing, bada boom.
Get out of here with Kurt. That. Are you kidding me? Forget about it.
Hard to tell if those are live or on tape.
I know. People think he's still
really
on.
Really good.
Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you, Kurt.
He's not on anymore.
This guy's a little runt.
I thought he'd have something for Dak. If Patrick is a little runt, then what's Dak?
Well, Dak's a choker, so I call him Gak. Like when you're going to choke on something, you kind of Gak on it. I call him Gak Prescott. You hear me? Get out of here with Gak. The D's silent. There's a G there. It's Gak. When you choke on your own vomit like he does, you Gak on it. It's Gak Prescott. Get out of here.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Get out of here with that. Are you kidding me?
You took the H out of it like he does.
You got to do that. There's certain consonants you don't pronounce anymore. Get out of here. Get out of here. Vincent Van Gogh lost it. Get out of here.
Oh, God.
That's an odd joke. I was old enough to know Vinny. We called him Vinny Mamboots. Get out of here. Probably took that too far.
Maybe a touch,
but anyway.
That's an odd joke. It's an odd joke.
Sounded good coming out. And he's that old. I mean, Rugrat was overrated. Get out of here.
Oh, gosh. How about Vincent Van Stop for you? Okay.
That's a four.
Let's go to Rich and Rich and Fremont. Huh? What are you doing, Rich? Rich?
Oh, boy.
Bada boom. He's spot on, fellas. Let's keep it real, man. We get tired. I'm tired. Aren't you tired? I'm tired of people telling me that if we fire Kyle Shanahan, that's going to solve the issue. It's like, guys, come on, really? It's like, do any of these jabronis actually know how to coach an NFL team? And even if you did fire Kyle Shanahan, who are you going to get to replace him? And don't say Bill Belichick. Come on, man. Realize, you don't have your starters. When you don't have your starters, you can't expect the product to play like the starters do. Let's keep it real. At the end of the day, it's just like Kurt said, man, get out of here. Okay? When it really comes down to it, hey, you got to get your starters back, and you got to play the way you're supposed to play. Firing Kyle Shanahan is not going to solve the issue. So stop it. That's all I got, fellas.
Rich.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you. And again, I realize that I don't know what you think the percentage is. I think 90% of Niner fans or observers aren't even thinking about this. What I brought up is not that there are people actually marching on Kyle Shanahan's job status. I'm just noticing a trend. I'm noticing a trend that Kyle has set a very, very high bar, and I understand that, and that's a good thing. Brock Purdy has set a very, very high bar. And so nobody's really going to be interested in regular season success or anything like that. And when you lose leads in the Super Bowl, and now you've done it twice, that's going to bring about plenty of frustration and blame, and that's all acceptable. But now you get into this moment where it's like, dude, it's week seven. It's week seven. The story has not been written yet. So to now take this frustrating start, which is really nothing more than a major annoyance at this point. It's not a problem yet. It's just a major annoyance.
Yeah.
It's a disappointment, but it doesn't eliminate anything as of yet.
Of course not. And, your division's soft.
Yes. And so to get to a point where people are expressing the frustration that they are and pointing the finger in the way that they are about Kyle, it's giving me Andy Reid Philadelphia feels.
Well, if you want to take those feels, and even if those feels are what you're feeling, Andy Reid was there for 14 years. He had 9 seasons where he had a winning record. They went to 1 Super Bowl. Kyle's been here for 7 years. This is number 8. They've had 4 winning years, and he's been to 2 Super Bowls. His percentage of winning years is less than Andy. Andy was 9 for 14. Kyle's 4 for 7. Kyle's been to more Super Bowls, but even if you want to have those same feels, this is year 8 for Kyle, which means he's just starting the back 9. If you want to Andy Reid him, then he gets this year and 6 more before you really go full Philly on him.
Good. Good.
And if we get to that point, 6 more years, and he's done only this, and he has 9 winning years out of 14 and no Super Bowl titles, and then you want to run him, you can. But guess what? He's going to go somewhere else and probably Andy Reid you
gonna
and win somewhere else.
Yep, he's going to kick your A.
So that's
no doubt about
9 of 14 for Andy Reid in Philly.
888-957-9570. Speaking of Kyle Shanahan, he spoke today. We've got it in full. We'll have that for you coming up in just a few minutes. Fade the Dibbers is around the corner.
Oh, boy.
David Lombardi is a half hour away. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. This is Willard and Dibs, and for a few minutes, you want to know what we're going to do?
Tell me.
We're going to get out of here!
Yeah.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget about it.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
We'll play Kyle here in a second. We'll keep taking your calls. 888-957-9570. David Lombardi in less than a half hour. What are you grinning at?
I'm grinning at Kurt from Hayward Hills, and I'm thinking about Jose from Oakland.
Oh.
And I'm thinking about, like, some of our favorite callers when we're starting to get a nice array
yep.
of favorites. And, you know, Rich from Atco put the rat on the table. And Grandpa Daddy. Hey, Grandpa Daddy, guys, you're great. I got a car full of women here, girls. Ages 2 to 47. I'm a busy man. Hey, this is Gene in Oakland. Hey, good dog, good dog. We have, you know... We have a wide...
Good dog.
Yeah, we have an array of callers, and it's becoming, you know, mm-hmm. a thing. And I think Kurt right now, he's hot. And
Kurt is on a bender.
And I said to Grandy in the talk back during the call, I said, he's starting to read his press clippings. And
I'm fine with that.
I am too.
Yeah, because he'll call more.
Yeah.
And people, you should see the text line's hysterical when Kurt's on.
I just need Kurt. I mean, the Kurt bit is perfect, but I need him to, like, focus on name calling because that, to me, is what brings it home. He's a little runt. And like,
Mr. Madison, kick that little runt. I can't stand that little runt.
Right, and what's Dak? I mean, he's a twerp. He's a putz. He's got to be a something. But anyway, I'm not trying to tell Kurt how to Kurt. He's amazing. But
I mean,
why I was smiling because I was thinking about Kurt and like all the other callers, like Jose. That's going to be a no for me, dog. And you know, Gene, I'm at the dog park. This is Gene in Oakland, and you know all the rest of them. It's just awesome.
Listen to this.
Tell me.
So these are I'm just going to read the text. These are all in order. Get out of here.
Okay. Of course.
Love this guy. Fade the Kurt. I like Quack Prescott.
Oh, that's really good.
God bless that old Italian soul. He's loyal to a fault. Let this man do his thing. Can you ask Kurt to say two Utes? Dak is whack. He needs his own show. Oh, and someone didn't like us doing it. Someone doesn't like us impersonating. It's insulting, and it makes them want to barf.
Okay.
All right.
Fair.
Lighten up. For
you know what I would say to that person, right? Get out of here.
Forget about it.
And that works too, Grandy. Thank
really
you.
Just a New York. It's not a New York accent at all. It's the Italian.
I don't know
Italian
where he's
guy.
From.
I don't even, yeah.
He could be from Sweden, for all I know.
Pretty sure he's from New York.
Yeah, he may be.
Anyway, that caller owes The Rock a buck. Dak is whack. Get out of here. Okay, that's about it.
Yeah.
That's about it.
It's good. It's gold. And that's why I was smiling. Because, yeah, you're right.
No, that's fair.
We came back and you're looking at me and it was like a Cheshire cat.
You just, you're all lit up.
I'm in a great mood.
I'm not.
Why, Mark?
Because the Dodgers and the Cowboys,
Man.
Yuck and yuck.
Which one's yuckier? I mean, it's an easy call.
The Dodgers.
Which one would cause you more pain? We come back Monday, the Cowboys beat the Niners, or the Dodgers are up 2-0.
Oh, that's easy. In this particular moment, the Cowboys. I hate the Dodgers more, but I... Ugh.
Dodgers up 2-0, heading back to the Bronx, 2 wins away from a real chip, and all of your little bubble chip, your half a chip, your quarter chip, your cute little chip, goes away now.
I know.
It goes away now.
I know.
But and even if they lose to the Cowboys 3-5, they might only be a game out because Seattle's not beating Buffalo. Spoiler alert, fade the Dibber.
They might.
I like the Bills.
They might.
Play the points. I'm so cold.
Listen.
I'm going to start wearing a turtleneck to work. I'm so cold.
You just cornered me into a thought that I hadn't had yet.
It's what I do, Mark.
No, this is how bad I want this Sunday night game.
If I gave you a genie in a lamp.
Say it.
And you got to rub on that thing.
You already know what I'm going to say.
You got to rub that thing. And you get one wish. Either the Dodgers lose a pair or the Niners beat the Cowboys.
Forget the pair. Think bigger.
The Dodgers lose the series or the Niners beat the Cowboys.
I would rather the Niners beat the Cowboys.
Then the Dodgers sweep the...
The 49er game this weekend to me is more important than the Dodgers winning the World Series. Because the Dodgers winning the World Series,
whoa.
Yeah, but all that is just vomit-inducing. There's no actual effect on my favorite teams. Yes, the fan base feels like they've been gut-punched, but that's just the yin and the yang of life. The Lakers and the Celtics, we have 18, you have 17, whatever. That's just people talking and having a good time.
Right.
The Giants aren't playing. So if the Dodgers lose, it's not like the Giants win. Buster Posey's still got a freaking job to do, no matter what the hell the Dodgers do this week. I hate it. It's vomit-inducing. It's nauseating. It's a nauseation sensation. I don't want it. I hope Aaron Judge and Juan Soto homer every single time they're at the plate. But if you're telling me that I can wish one team into a loss this weekend and beyond, it's the Dallas Cowboys, not the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Wow, that's wild. That's absolutely wild and unexpected, just because the Dodgers, if they win the World Series, that is a permanent ouch, and that means they've won two. Well, you can call it one and a half or one and a third or whatever you want to call it.
One and a third.
They've got two trophies. They didn't get a third of a trophy. They would have had two trophies since the Giants got their third of three, that's a stinger. And if the Niners lose, they're 3-5. Big
By
deal.
The way, you know what's funny? When you think about those like trophy counters, it's not even that. That's not what bothers me the most. I'm too old to be like a Dodger fan. Ooh, we won. Good. Whatever. Go have a drink. I don't care about that. You want to know what I hate about it? Is looking at it. Watching Dodger uniforms pounce on each other at the mound. Yes. Whatever.
And I just did the, I got a base hit, like wiggle shimmy dance.
By the way, you know what? Dodger fans are all like, no, that's actually a really feel good story. Do you know what they're doing? Apparently that was like a dance that was done by Freddie Freeman's kid.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think that's what it is. They're mimicking Freddie Freeman's kid.
That's awesome. Go Dodgers. Okay. I mean, the kid was like on death's door.
No, but it was prior to that. Okay. It was prior to
him getting
that's
really,
gonna be
really
a drop,
sick.
Just so you know.
Fine, I'm a Giants fan. That's also a drop. You can't pin me down. Shut up, Chickering. You don't know me. Bring that energy in here. You won't.
You left.
6'8",
310. Are you really trash-talking someone who's bigger than Colton McKivitz?
Yes.
Like, what are you doing right now?
He's bigger than the Volkswagen Beetle we had when I was a kid.
Like, if that guy stepped to Trent Williams, Trent would be like, oh.
I like Trent's chances.
I do, too, but Carter's bigger than the dude that Trent hit last weekend.
That's fair.
Way bigger.
Carter's a big guy.
He's a big man.
He's a teddy bear.
I know he is.
Wouldn't hurt a fly, let alone a dibber.
By the way, he's the one. Remember I told you that Lucas, director of sports, is crappy to lose to in fantasy because he doesn't know how to handle it? Like when he gets a luck bomb like he did,
yep.
Lucas will text you and be like, isn't it amazing that I won? Oh, gosh, what a relief. And you're just like, God, you suck at this. On the other hand, this offensive lineman who's in the other room with us right now, this guy got a luck bomb over me 2 weeks ago.
Oh, boy.
And pulls me aside like 2 days ago and goes, oh, my God, I totally forgot to come over and be like, wasn't that all? I can't believe that you lost.
That's even worse.
No, like, oh my God.
That's the worst.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. You trash talk on the way in, and then on the way out, realize that these are just other people amassing stats. Lucas is over here like he caught the ball. You didn't catch the ball, Lucas. Dicker the kicker kicked the ball.
Easy.
It's his name.
Get out of here.
It's his name.
Go Dodgers.
Okay. Oh, I hate you. I hate you.
Freddie Freeman's kid is sick.
I hate you, and I hate you for cutting it.
I'm a Giants fan. Go Dodgers.
I mean.
Oh, and that's awkward.
What a disgusting display.
Well, you know what? Actually, you should love that, and I'll give you three words why you should love that. Fade the dibber. If I'm pulling for the Dodgers, you know the Yankees. They're going to win. So there you go. You're welcome, Giants fans.
Don't do it yet. Don't hit it yet. I'm not ready. I'm just not in the headspace for this yet.
Oh, the pick is in.
I know it is, but I'm already annoyed. I can't believe these three things all at once. The Dodgers playing in the World Series. The Cowboys are on a plane, and I got to listen to you fade the dibbers.
Yep.
Jeez.
I'm looking for a bounce back, Mark.
I need a moment. Let's listen to Kyle Shanahan. I need a moment.
All right, injuries for the game. Jake Moody will be out. Juwan Jennings will be out. Kevin Givens will be out. Kittle, questionable. Odom, questionable. Debo, questionable. Demo, questionable.
I just have an illness today, and that's it.
Is Jennings' injury a hip pointer?
No.
Considering where Debo was at the start of this week, is it a remarkable recovery that he's looking pretty good the last two practices?
Yeah, he's gotten better each day, and hopefully he continues going that way for Sunday.
What do you guys know about Talanoa? Are you guys expecting him to return this season?
I know he's trying to come back this season. That's what his plan is. That's his hope. And I know he's got a few more weeks, at least on IR, and we're going to see how he feels after that and whether he can pull it off or not.
But it's not a sure thing that he'll be back?
It's not a sure thing, but something we're hoping that happens and kind of expecting it to, but it's not for sure.
Kevin, you have to go on IR?
No.
Cowboys are ruled out Michael Parsons, so what is that? How does that adjust your scheme?
I just saw that on the way over here, so did a small celebration before I walked in, but that's it. Makes things better, but still a lot of issues to deal with, but he's a hell of a player.
You said Mooney's play through seven games?
I thought he had his best game last week. I thought he started off a little bit slow, but I thought it's gotten better and played his best ball last week and expect him to have his best game on Sunday.
Coach, do you wait up till game time to decide with Debo? And if so, do you have to kind of have mentally two game plans, knowing how special and unique his skill set is?
Yes, you do. But, I mean, you got to always have that anyways, just in case someone wakes up sick on Sunday randomly you're not expecting, in case someone gets hurt in the first half. So that's something you're always planning for. And when you know someone's questionable, it's a little easier to plan for it. So it's something we're ready for either way. It's gotten better each day. You know, we've gotten slow with them. You know, we didn't push them that hard, knowing what the issue is and stuff. But it has gotten better each day, and that's why I'm hoping that continues for Sunday.
You've gone against Zimmer a bunch of times throughout your career. What are some of the characteristics of his defenses?
He's always had a real sound defense. Playing him in Minnesota with that group over the years, playing him when he was in Cincinnati. They've been able to stop the run very well in the past, especially out of two-shell defenses. Their blitz packages on third down are always, they know what they're doing. They know how to get you in protections and stuff. And they usually eliminate big plays. They're hard to get explosives on. He's always been one of the better ones. Man, easy Friday. All right, guys.
Man.
Easy Friday.
Nobody's got any questions for this guy who's on the hot seat, huh?
Yeah. I mean, Kyle, are you feeling like this is a must win? I mean, what are we going to ask him on a Friday before
possibly
a Cowboy game?
The Niners are about to play the Cowboys in year 3 and 4. I would imagine there are a lot of questions, especially because half of what he was just talking about was simply updating people on injuries.
And that's the majority of the questions that I think are worthy of asking. I mean, are you going to ask about game plan on Sunday? He won't answer. Are you going to ask about, how much is this a rivalry game? Well, it's just another game and stuff, and we're in a spot where we need to win, and, so do they and stuff. And so,
I would have liked to know about game planning for Pearsall. I would have liked to know what Kyle thought of what he saw last week. What's his readiness? What's his usage?
It feels like that was asked on Tuesday or Wednesday, rather, when he came out. First press avail.
Ish. Yeah. Not a lot, you know? And I do think, by the way, if there's one important answer in there, it's when Matt Maiocco asked him, is Juwan Jennings' injury a hip pointer? And Kyle went, no. That deserves a follow-up. What is it? Because Doc Pandya said to us 2 days ago, this is starting to be concerning, especially if it's not a hip pointer. Like, the fact that this is just mysteriously here, none of us can even pinpoint when the injury happened. It just was sort of there. And Juwan, it's like, oh, yeah, he missed practice, and he missed practice. Oh, he's out. And now he's out again. And you're going into a bye, and I know he did insinuate yesterday the hope is that Juwan is back for Week 10 against the Bucks, but that's just a hope. And I think Juwan, with Brandon out, becomes an incredibly important player for the rest of this year.
Absolutely.
So
he becomes wide receiver 2, if not wide receiver 1, which he was wide receiver 1 even when Brandon was here. He got all the targets in that game, and he had 175 yards receiving, and he was a huge factor, and they haven't had him. So, yeah, Ricky Pearsall, step up. And I know that Kyle earlier in the week answered questions about Ricky and how he played more than they expected, but he looked good and stuff. And so I would imagine that Ricky's going to get the majority of the snaps out there, and hopefully Debo's able to go. And if Debo's able to go, and we know that they like to run a lot of 2-receiver sets with, as we like to say, 21 personnel, 2 running backs and 1 tight end. And they do some 2 running backs, 2 tight ends, which only has 1 receiver on the field. But a lot of the time they have 2 receivers. And if you have 2 receiver sets and Debo is active, Debo will get probably 85 or 90%. Ricky Pearsall would also get a very heavy dose. And then you can do a sprinkling of Cowing, Conley, and the guy who I won't even mention because everyone's down on Ronnie Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. I want to remind everybody there's a Warrior game tonight. 2 hours from now, they're going to be tipping this thing off in Utah. Tip off 6:30. Warriors Live starts at 5:30 right here on 95.7 The Game, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. 5:30 tonight, Warriors Live with your host, us.
Willard and Dibs, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Grandy.
I hope you're ready with the sponsored elements, because I know we've got some elements we have to get to. We got to take it to the bank.
Don't
we got to do
you'll,
it.
You'll get them in a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
There's elements now.
I'm not ready, but I know that they'll have me ready.
Of course.
Yeah. Crack staff.
You're a game time guy.
I'm a game time decision every day.
You're not a big practice player. You're a game player.
That's right.
Yeah. When it's game time, you're here. You're ready.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about practice.
We're not talking about practice.
Not a game.
No.
Not a game. Not a game.
Let's go. Best press conference of all time?
No, but it's up there. And I would encourage everyone to watch the whole thing.
Watch the whole thing. Who's better? What's the better press conference?
Man.
Danny Green?
It's good, but that's more of a soundbite. I honestly love the Mike Singletary. And again, in full.
That's good.
And honestly, if you want to do the Mount Rushmore of press conferences, In the George Washington spot, it's Al Davis firing Lane Kiffin.
That one.
That is far and away with the overhead projector. We can win with Jamarcus. Get over it. And he refers to him as Lance a couple times.
Yep.
And the famous line to Cam Inman, how's your mother? Because he was friends with Cam's mom, rest in peace.
Yep.
Cam's mom who passed away about a year ago. And that became one of the all-time sound drops in my previous iteration. How's your mother? Because, you know, we got to the Q&A portion. That thing is about cringy. A 32-minute meander.
Yeah.
And I told Lance, we can win with Jamarcus. Get over it.
Mm.
It's that, to me, is the gold standard of pressers.
What's wrong with a 32-minute meander? We get one in every swing state every week right now.
Yeah, coming up at 4:48.
Anyway, Rolando in Napa. Hi, Rolando. What's up?
Hey, nothing much, man. I'm a big fan of your show. I love listening to you guys.
Thanks.
Live in one country, and, you know, you guys make the hassle of the traffic go away. So I just want to say you guys did a good job. And a quick response to your press conference, Belton. I forget who it was, but years ago, there's a famous baseball manager who, like, ripped the phone. I don't even guys remember this story. I forget who it was, but during a press conference, he was so upset that he ripped the phone off his desk and threw it. I don't know if you guys remember what I'm talking about.
Man, I'm trying to think.
It was a Kansas City manager.
Kansas City?
I remember vaguely that it was somewhere, it was a manager where he got so upset that during, in front of reporters, he like literally ripped the phone off his desk and threw it across the table.
I'm not familiar with it. I'm trying to think of some of the baseball managers who were the biggest hotheads, the Lou Piniellas, and obviously Lasorda. And some of the other guys who have had their epic rants. I'm going to Google this one, Rolando. We'll look it up.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm a big Niner fan, and, like, I hate to say, like, all these idiots out here after all the games played this year. So, apparently, this is what I get from everybody, that the team is going to hell. The team's a dumpster fire. They're not going to pay Brock Purdy. They're going to trade him. Fire Shanahan Lynch. The owner's upset, and it's a lost season. And, you know, I'm a big-time Niner fan. And I trust Lynch and Shanahan that this regime is going to fix the situation. And I have an interesting offseason prediction for you guys. And I know everybody's saying that Brock Purdy is going to reset the market, but I do believe in my heart of hearts, so I know how humble this guy is. I think he's going to take less money, almost like a Tom Brady type of move, that he's going to take less money than what he's supposed to get to get him surrounding players. And I do think that Lynch and Shanahan are going to make a trade during the deadline. That's my hard opinions.
Rolando, thanks. By the way, the guy you're thinking of is Hal McCray.
Ah, yes.
I looked
thank
it up.
You.
It was Hal McCray. Yeah, thank you, Rolando. Appreciate it. It's so funny that people think that, and they might be right. I don't know. I don't know where this is going in terms of what money Brock is going to command. But I love the thought that when you look at him and you listen to him, and I get it. I understand why people feel this way, but it makes you think, well, he's just such a nice little guy. He's going to take less money. And I'm like, I don't know that. Who's his agent? Do you even know?
I don't know, but does he have an agent who will say, you know what, Brock? You've got rosy red cheeks. You're a really nice guy. You love Jesus. And I think that all those things together and the fact that the team would be better if you took less. You know what, Brock? Darn it. I'm your agent. Let's take less. How's that sound?
Looks like his name is Kyle Strongen.
Right. It's not Kyle Weekend.
Or Strongen. I don't know if it's a hard G or a soft
one. Sure. Either way, there's no way his agent is going to sit down with him and go, you know what, Brock, can I call you Brocky Poo because you're such a sweet little guy? Let's only take $40 million a year because the team, darn it, they can use that money to get good around you. And I'm happy taking a giant haircut on my commission so that the team could be better.
I mean, if Brock directs him to do so, he will.
Right.
He works for Brock.
If I were the agent, I would sign the deal, get the commission, and then fire myself.
No, you wouldn't.
No player ever. I mean, has any player ever in his spot done that in a first contract? I know Tom Brady took less on the regular, but Tom was already paid in full with a wife who made more money than he did, so he could afford that in his 30s. Has any player in their first contract, ever said, you know what, for the good of the team, I'm going to go ahead and take less? I'm a quarterback, and I know the market says I'm going to get 60. Just, you know what?
I know
give
people,
me 20.
I know people who think that Mahomes could have gotten more than he got. I do know that.
His agent at the time is a ninny.
Well,
he's a boob.
I know you don't like him.
He's a moron.
I know. Well, my goodness.
This guy's a little runt.
That got serious fast.
I was going to continue, but you stopped me.
No, I didn't stop you. Go ahead.
He's not very good at his job anymore. He was 40 years ago, allegedly. I know people who know people.
So do I.
Yes.
Yeah, they made a movie about him. He was
not
so
really.
Good. I know.
Yeah, he thinks they did, and this is my favorite part.
It was inspired by.
Well, he's the first one to do it. This is Lee Steinberg, for those of you who can't get the bit. And when he signed Mahomes to that contract, it was, whoa, eye-popping numbers. And a couple years later, Mahomes, he restructured it.
Yeah.
And got more, and got better. So, yeah, I don't know if Mahomes took less. I think he got duped by...
I mean, if you got duped, that's in the end, that's on you.
Sure.
That's on you.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
It's on Blake Snell, who signed the deal he signed. And, you know, because his agent, he and his agent didn't get better.
He could have done it earlier. No doubt. You can push this.
Of course.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do, but.
I would bet that he doesn't take less.
I would too. This is a big game for him, though.
They're all big.
Sunday Night Football responding to last week. This is, you're right. They're all big. This is big.
Especially when you're going up against a guy who's making $60 million a year.
Yep.
So if you
and you're better than him.
Well,
I'll say it.
Yes, I agree with you.
You're better than him.
Well, you got to show it.
And you have. You're already 2-0 against him. You've played him twice.
Well,
one time you blew him off the damn field.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you beat him in a playoff game. You beat him on Sunday Night Football. Now you get to do it again. Down a couple weapons. Three weapons.
As is he.
No, he's not. Who the hell's Doc out? Not
he's
out,
out an actual run game.
Well, yeah, but that's who they got.
But that's, I mean.
Nobody's hurt.
Right.
No skill position players are hurt for them.
And backup tight end.
Okay.
And it, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. All right, David Lombardi's going to jump on in. And we'll continue with your phone calls. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Fade the Dibbers is around the corner, and so is Warrior pregame in about 45 minutes on Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Mark, do you have to be a homer?
Well, Brian, you have no idea.
Well, hold on a second.
On 95.7 The Game.
David Lombardi is, in theory, moments away. So is the most nauseating World Series of all time. Also, moments away.
Go Dodgers.
Terrible. See, that's one of those things, you know, the awful words in life, the derogatory words, like that you just couldn't, like you couldn't, they could not come out of your mouth. You would stop immediately. You can't say them.
Right.
That should be that. You should not be able to say those two words together and not like fall to the floor.
Right.
I don't even understand what you just did.
It was a bit, and he is now taking it out of context, and that's okay. It's what he does, and I stand by the fact that that is my voice, and those words did come out of my mouth, and part of the job that we do is everything that you say can and will be used against you in a court of Grandy.
That's true.
And so here we are.
Here we are.
And Grandy is quick with the mouse, and he's quick to clown, and it's part of what I actually respect about him.
Okay.
I don't love Mark Grandy, but I respect him.
Okay.
Which is also a drop that I uttered a couple of years ago, and I stand behind that. I don't love Mark Grandy, but I respect him.
What? Wow, you sound exactly like yourself.
I haven't aged a bit.
No.
I hate Mark Grandy.
Yeah,
that's also true.
You've aged a bit.
Grandy. That might be my favorite.
That
I forgot
funny.
About that one. Grandy.
Grandy. All right, while we try to connect with David, Grandy's over there on the phone. I was going to have you hit the thingamabob. Let's just do it.
No. I.
Why? Because Warriors Live is going to be at 5:30. So if we're going to Warrior it up, And we got Lombardi, and we're going to want to spend some time with Lombardi.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
You don't want to do it yet? You said the pick was in.
The pick is in, but I don't want to color the conversation by your feelings and emotions after I give my pick, because it may. You'll either be super, super happy about it, or you're going to be really despondent. You're an emotional wreck when I make my pick on the Niner games.
I can be. Not this time.
All right.
Not this time. I already know. I already know what's going to happen Sunday night.
Okay, then.
I already know. So I'm not as worried about it this time.
All right.
Just telling you. Again, I'm being authentic with you in terms of how I feel today. We started the show with it. I feel very angsty, but it's not so much because I'm lacking confidence in what the 49ers will be able to do. I feel very, very confident in what they'll be able to do Sunday night. However, it's football. Ball bounces funny way. They're all professionals. They all have salaries. They this, that, the other. Like, this is the one that if they lose, alarms go off. It wasn't last week. Last week, if they lose, it is very frustrating. Very frustrating, especially the performance we saw. Undisciplined. Very disappointing. But alarms didn't go off. This week, alarms go off. Houston, we got a problem.
Yeah, no doubt.
If they lose this one this weekend. And then I'm also angsty because of what I just said earlier, which is that I don't love the sound of the entire fan base, which is that there's this just kind of like this Kyle Shanahan drumbeat that's starting, which just shouldn't. And I you know, it's not going to happen fast, but I would hate to see a fan base run a great coach out of town.
They won't and they can't, I would say.
They can.
I don't think that this fan base and this ownership, I don't think that they have that sort of a leverage. They don't have the ownership's ear. The ownership isn't trying to hear any of that. The priorities going forward are sign the quarterback to a huge deal and have him play quarterback for the offensive play caller coach who's done really well here. So you could talk about a drumbeat. I don't think there is one. You could talk about them trying to run him out, even if they do. They're not trying to hear that. I don't think that any of that drumbeat, clamor, lunatic fringe, any of that, even if this year ends in disappointment, which disappointment for me would be you don't even make the playoffs. Disappointing. Yes, you had injuries, this, that, and the other. If you don't make the playoffs where 7 of the 16 make it, and of the 16, there are 4 to 6 that absolutely stink, so really you're trying to be 1 of 7 of 10, and if you can't be 1 of 7 of 10, that's a major disappointment.
No doubt.
And it's see you next year.
Yeah, and that, I agree with you. I'm talking about a much longer play, not really wrapped up in right now. I don't love the sound. I just don't love the sound of it. It's weak. We've had 7 weeks of football. This story is still being written, and I'm with you. I don't like some of the early chapters of this book, but we're not done with it yet, man. We're not done with it. We have not even reached intermission. So anyway, let's find out what you think. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, let's fade the Dibbers.
It's time for
Fade the Dibbers.
Please explain.
Nostra Diblis gives out his pick. You bet against it. You make money.
Cash me out one time.
It's that simple.
Hey, kids, your pick stinks.
Dibs, what's the lock of the day?
Well, not just any day, but Sunday. Sunday, Sunday. We've been waiting all week. For Sunday night. The number is 4.
Yeah.
The number?
4.
4.
Where are you seeing that?
Everywhere.
On the duel?
What are you seeing?
FanDuel? 3.5.
Whoa! Whoa, man!
Whoa. Chickering is, he's trying to give me a thumbs up, and he's shaking off Grandy. He's shaking off Grandy like
we
he's...
We go by FanDuel. FanDuel's 3.5.
Chickering looked like Logan Webb, and Farhan had acquired Seattle's backup catcher, and Logan was just waving him off. But we do. We agreed. We go FanDuel, and the number has dropped to 3.5.
Yeah.
So off you go, Dibs.
Well, when the spread looks really, really wonky, you're supposed to lean into it. Last night, I didn't lean into it, and it burned me because it looked weird that Minnesota was only favored by 2.5 against the Rams, and turned out they weren't as good as the Rams, and the Rams won. However, I look at this matchup, Mark, and I've been talking about rest differential, and the Cowboys come in with 7 days of additional rest, and that's a big thing. But I ran down the numbers earlier. Teams against the spread with a rest advantage, they have a losing record against the spread this year. They are 14-18. Teams with more rest are not covering the spread as often as teams with less rest. Dallas can't run the ball, which is the Niners' Achilles heel. And Dallas isn't really great at passing the football. I know the Niners are hurt. They're getting healthier. And I'll tell you what, I'm only being forced to lay 3.5. I'm going to do it. I'm doing it. So all you Niner fans, brace yourselves. The pick is in. You take the Niners, and you lay the 3.5. Go-goosh. Go-goosh.
It is uncomfortable. It's okay. It's okay.
I'm 0-1 this week so far.
You're very bad. Your picks stink.
I'm 11-13.
Your picks stink. That stinks.
After Monday, I could be back to 500. I could also be 4 games below.
You could be.
Or it could be 2 below. Can't be 3 below.
Well, and
unless
look,
it's a push.
Look.
This game won't push. 3.5.
There are scenarios out there. I don't love them, but there are scenarios. If the 49ers win by 3 points, they win. And you could still fade the Dibbers and be right.
Yeah, sure.
And alarms would not be going off because the 49ers will have won the game. So I'll acknowledge that. But it's uncomfortable, but it bothers me less this weekend than normal when you pick the Niners.
Niners 28, Dallas 24.
Cuckoosh! No, that's not okay. That's not okay.
This line opened at what, 5.5 or six?
I believe, yeah. Six.
It's interesting.
It got
down to 3.5?
Down. Yeah. Bet.
Yeah.
And I feel good about this pick because the ESPN betologist, my former coworker, he likes the Cowboys. So he likes the Cowboys, and I think they had it at 4.5, but he probably likes it at 3.5, too.
Well, he's a Momo. So, anyway,
and I was listening to some other national betting talking heads, and they love the Cowboys in this spot. Love them.
Who?
I don't want to say his name because I don't want you to think negatively about a guy who I love.
Who are you?
His nickname is the GOAT. Man, he used to be on our show a long time ago. Brad Evans. I love Brad Evans.
Oh, yeah. I like Brad.
The GOAT.
He loves the Cowboys.
He likes the Cowboys in this game.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
I do love the rest advantage thing, but as I looked at the stats this year, it hasn't been a factor. And the one thing I can't get beyond in this game, Mark, is what we've talked to Kurt Warner about and other experts. Dallas, at the very end of it, when you want to distill this all down to the final little thing, Dallas is not very good. And I think that the Niners, even with their injuries, the Niners are better in, I guess, four of the five matchups. Their defense against Dallas's offense, Niners better. Their offense against Dallas's defense, Niners better. Special teams?
Cowboys better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In all facets.
Yeah.
So that, for me, and I said it yesterday or Wednesday, the only thing that really scares me about this game is the special teams aspect of it, where the Niners muck one up, or Dallas with their great returner takes one to his house. And, you know, their kicker can make one from 67.
Yep.
Those things can, you know, they can swing a game. But I get the Niners laying the 3.5. Kukush.
Okay.
It's in.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.